like to call in order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, August 12th, 2013. First, I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Normal custom, the first item on the agenda is approval of minutes. First is approval of the regular session minutes of July 22nd.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to, by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the regular session minutes of July 22nd. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The motion for the record show passes 4-0. With Councilmember Lynch absent. Next is approval of the executive session minutes of also Monday, June 27th.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the executive session minutes July 22nd. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The executive session minutes are also approved 4-0. And the reason for the executive session minutes on the 22nd were multiple reasons under the closed session article 10508A. One was the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials for whom the town has jurisdiction. Second is any other personnel matter that affects one or more specific individuals. The third reason was to consider the acquisition of real property for a public purpose and matters directly related to that purchase. And lastly, to consult with staff, consultants, or other individuals about pending or potential litigation. The number two on our agenda tonight is a request for a special event, Brown Box Theater. Who's going to make their presentation?
I'll make that presentation, Mayor. Brown Box Theater, they are do Shakespeare on the Beach. They come here every year with free Shakespeare plays everywhere. And we are scheduled for the 13th of September. And what we're asking for is Pitt Street to be closed from Main Street to the alley within the setup from 3:30 or 4 till the play time and through the play. And then Main Street from Broad Street to the parking lot down at North End during the play, 6 o'clock after the bank closes. They bring everything. All we have to do is supply electric. Last year they did Romeo and Juliet, and the weather was perfect. It was a perfect night. It was magical. So they're coming here with a Midsummer Night's Dream this year.
So what you're saying is that during the early setup and everything, the area from the alley.
The alley to Main Street.
Commerce Street up to Main Street is closed off, yeah. And then it's just extended when the play actually goes on.
Yeah, 6 o'clock
down to the down to Broad Street, mm-hmm. And of course, is that after the banks? We would wait in time for the banks.
Banks closed, right? Also second Friday, but this doesn't. You know, they aren't requesting the streets closed for second Friday. It just coincides with it.
Okay. Well, this is again. I think it was very well received last year.
Last year it was wonderful.
And we're under a lot of pressure here because they already printed the
handouts. Can I make a motion then to approve the Midsummer Night's Dream by the Brown Box Theater on Friday, September 13th, from 4 to 9?
We have a motion by Councilmember Paul to approve Midsummer Night's Dream for. September 13th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. with the street closures and the performances and everything that's described. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Again, passes up 4-0. Thank you. Hope they. I suspect the more they do this, the bigger the crowd will become. Mm-hmm. And it certainly complements arts and entertainment.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, next is the request for a special event, Bike Week Assembly.
This is something that just came up last week. I talked to Chief Downing about it. This is during Bike Week, and it's in Ocean City. And Berlin has received a grant from the county tourism office, and the merchants have matched it, and Main Street has matched that grant, and we will be a pin run. Now, the pin run is they just can come into town anytime and get their program stamped. Any of those five days at four of the restaurants. We chose the restaurants because they have a front person, a hostess. They could just walk in and get stamped. That's the Globe, the Hotel, Sicoolies, and Tex-Mex. Then the Bike Week really likes Berlin, so they've asked if they could assemble 75 to 100 bikes. Chief Downing says there might be more, but they would all be registered, so we'll know exactly how many there are. What they'd like to do is assemble here at 9 o'clock in the morning, and starting at 9, but go through till 10:30 to 11. I put down 11 just in case. And then they would leave and be gone and go to Shinkatig as a large contingency going
out. During that time, they'd be circulating among the businesses? And
they could be. I mean, it's 9 to 11, so not many will be open.
I was going to say, unfortunately, the businesses won't be open until after that time.
But they might come back afterwards. They, you know, follow the trail back. So, but this would be just a two-hour assembly, and I've talked to Chief Downing. If we get over 125, say, we'd like to consider moving this to the park and not put it in this parking lot.
We believe it's going to be over the 75 number already. We made a call, tried to make contact with the coordinator for this event. They've done it out of a Harley shop, and we've had over 150 people riding and doing the ride itself. So right now we're in the planning stages, and we're in communication with them. If we have to, again, move it to the park and have them assemble, we'll start to ride from there. They'll ride to Mr. Whippy's Ice Cream. That's a traditional ride done every year.
So the assembly would be primarily in the park area closer to the 113, US 113?
Again, wherever we have space, but what we'll end up doing, we'll make sure we have enough lead time. Because right now we're looking at trying to put everybody in the back parking lot. And again, right now we are already thinking that won't happen. And again, once we get with the coordinator, we'll end up finding an appropriate place for them to take a lead to ride from. It's, again, you know, Bike Week's from the 11th. It's really the second week or first full week of school after Labor Day weekend. So it's going to be a busy week.
If you next year it's going to be 10 days, or 2 years later it's going to be 10 days long, two weekends. But we won't, you know, that's over in Ocean City, Salisbury.
You don't need a bigger spot. That parking lot's across the pipe. It's huge.
It is.
They're more than welcome to use it.
Okay. Well, we'll take that in.
We really need to accommodate these folks, because I know when we had our store, that's when it really started. I mean, these folks are very generous. You know, they like to spend money. They like to go out to eat. They like to have destination points to ride. And they might not be spending any money that morning, but, you know,
They'll be back.
Yeah. And I just think, you know, it's a good thing. And if, you know, I guess the, really with where they go, because I know they're going to be more on the bikes, it's going to be a matter of logistics with traffic. It's the easiest way for them to roll out.
And again, that's one reason why most likely we rate the highway. They'll be like one step out. Once they get on the highway, we'll block everything. And once they get rolling, it's all
they're going. It's
simple. And the other thing I want to point out, that it's something I didn't know a few years ago until they started doing bike week on a regular basis and meeting some of these people, is that most of these clubs do charitable fundraising, and I think the big push of several of them right now is for the Wounded Warrior efforts. So, you know, it's something that they don't make a big deal about it, but and individual clubs can support different things. But, sometimes it is.
Do you talk to them?
This is actually the Red Knights are the traditional ass department out of Ocean City. So, again, they're definitely going to do something good with it. So.
Good. All right. Does anybody have any questions for Michael or the chief regarding the request for the Bike Week Assembly somewhere within the town of Berlin that is convenient and also appropriate given the time?
And as I said, and the chief says, They have to register ahead of time to do this ride, so we will know how many have registered so we can make that plan that they bring.
I would then make a motion for the request for a special event on Friday, September 13th, 9 to 11. I guess to be determined, the location, early chief.
We have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve the request for the Bike Week Assembly on Friday, September 13th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Very good. Folks, again, 4-0. Next is a resolution of 2013-07, resolution approving the submission of an application from the Department of Housing and Community Development for a community legacy project. So, Mary, are you going to kind of
explain? I'm doing that.
Are you doing that?
Okay. I love to see that delegation.
This application is, I put down $150,000. It's going to be more like $137,000. It is a grant. It's not a loan. It is a grant. Most of it, $100,000, is for the facade program and the interior renovations that we've been very successful with warehouse conversion to office retail space. So I've asked for a little more, and they usually cut it back some. But the other $37,500 is for a new roof for the Berlin Visitor Center. It's a green roof. I've been meeting with some folks on that, and we think we've got a good plan. We were turned down last time, but I've talked to DHCD. They said put it in again, and we'll see what we can do. They just funded a roof last year for Pocomo City, which I brought to their attention. They did fund a roof. It's not out of the question.
Yeah.
They did not fund our bathrooms, but they sent us the community development block grant, and Mary took care of that one for me. So, but this is what we've been doing. All of our community legacy grants have been closed out. We've spent all the money. We've had a very good record with DHCD on this. So, I expect
and we got plenty to show.
Got plenty to show, yeah. And plenty of leverage has been made on this.
Well, does anybody have any questions regarding the resolution for Michael? Okay, we have a motion to approve resolution 2013-07, which asks for a grant up to $150,000 from community housing and community development, which I think we're going to call it HCDC?
DHCD.
Department
of Housing Community Development.
DHCD, that's our HCC back. All right, thank you. All right, all in favor of the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, that again, 4-0. All right. And next is community parks and playground application for the renovation of the town tennis courts.
In a nutshell, this project would involve the complete removal of the existing courts, fences, and the lighting that is there. What would be left is the racquetball court, the structure that encompasses that. What we're proposing to do is do an environmentally friendly court replacement with porous asphalt or some other material that is pervious for rainwater. This has been done successfully. I have found many, many examples in the UK. Doesn't help us much, but I have no doubt that I just haven't hit the right Google hits yet to get the get information from the United States.
Change it from English to American.
Yes. we would replace the fence in a slightly different configuration. Sharon, if you can go ahead and share that. The red line indicates the existing fence and existing lighting. What we would do is, instead of having the break in the center, we would just encompass the entire area. That way it's easier to maintain. You actually end up using less fencing material because you've eliminated two long runs. And change up the way the racquetball courts are enclosed a little bit. The budget that we're looking at for this, because we are looking at the pervious material, it does raise the price. But we're requesting $215,000 from Community Parks and Playgrounds. proposing to match it with $21,500, and that would be a combination of cash outlay as well as in-kind services from Public Works and the electric department in particular. And that would give us a total project cost of $236,500. I will remind you that Community Parks and Playgrounds is the grant program that we apply in August. We don't hear from them until April, and then we don't have the official word to move until about August again.
So it's a full year.
It's a good ways off, but we are the application is due at this time.
Does anyone have any questions for Mary regarding this project two? Basically, totally renovate the tennis courts, which are at least 20 years old.
Yes. Okay, I make a motion that we approve this project.
Okay. The application. The application. Not the application.
I'd like
we'll get the money first.
I'd like to approve it. Make the application for this project.
Every year from now, if you get the money, you can approve it. Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the resolution to apply for a FY 2015 grant from Maryland DNR for the renovation and replacement of the tennis courts at Stephen Hayter Park. And that amount that we're requesting is $215,000. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda. The spot is very helpful. Next, we have our departmental reports first. Natalie Soleil.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a couple of things to discuss. As the fiscal year come to the end, Public Service Commission requested several reports, which basically just to report the activity of our electric utilities, and we're working on ongoing working to submit those reports in time to satisfy the needs and information for the Public Service Commission. We also have 2 days of preliminary audit from BGS and Company, and I thought it went really well. People who came were able to leave earlier, finishing the work.
That's a good sign.
Yes.
you didn't keep your hair half the night.
And they covered pretty much the same area that they done last year. So we're on a good track. The main week of audit comes for the first week of September. And that, of course, can be the busiest and the main thing to go through. That's all I have. Thank you.
But you feel pretty confident you're prepared for that annual review.
Great.
Next. Thank you. Next is Public Works Director Mike Gibbons.
Thank you, Mayor. The Flower Creek striping is scheduled for tomorrow, and the State Highway is, I requested a bid from them to do Buckingham Lane as well, and they said that if they have enough time tomorrow, they'll be able to do that at no extra cost. Okay. That'd be from Main Street to the entrance of the Worcester County Park right there to the prep school.
And we're talking about the
striping.
Okay, I just couldn't hear that one word.
So it's great. It'll be Flower Street and Buckingham Lane.
Excellent.
Also, I've got some photos here from the work on Jefferson Street, and I just wanted to go through a progression of the work. This is what it looked like on day one, which was a Monday, the first photo I took. Again, this is still Monday. This is showing some of the cracks, major cracks that were in the roadway. This is the second day that we started doing the edge milling to paper into the existing pavement. Again, a picture of milling here on the second day. That was just some patchwork that was being done. And again, this is the widening area that was from Gray Street down to Washington. We widened the street by about 4.5 feet. And this is the beginning of the 3/4 inch leveling course, which is one side of the road. We had to do a 3/4 inch leveling course first before the grid went down. This is that going on right here. This is probably Wednesday. That's all the way down to the end on one side, the leveling course. This is the completion of the leveling course and the beginning of the grid. There's the glass grid going in there with the asphalt, liquid asphalt over it. Another picture of the grid.
And this grid, is hopefully to give it a longer life for the entire road, but all roadway, but also to hopefully minimize it, as much as possible, the sinking that's traditionally occurred on each side of the
reflective cracking coming up through the new asphalt. And this is a picture of the overlay going down on one lane. This is a 1.5-inch overlay, and this is the completion of the couple photos that might have been taken out. But this is the completion of Jefferson Street right there.
It's nice. It's very nice.
It's awesome.
Yeah, if you think about Jefferson Street before work in Washington and everything's happened, it's a whole different street than it was 5 years ago.
It was really nice, too, the way they widened it. That really made a difference.
And I've noticed a number of neighbors and businesses in the area have also made improvements before we did the street improvement. So I think that's I don't think it's always a matter of coincidence. I think that if they're investing and we're investing, they kind of thrive and feed off each other.
That's all I had.
That's good.
Thank you.
My next is Water Resources Director Jane Kreiner.
Thank you. I thought I might add something to Mary's grant for the tennis courts. Earlier in the spring, I was fortunate to go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and they had basketball courts, approximately, I think it was 8 of them, that they converted to the porous asphalt, and it was very well received, and actually the neighborhoods liked them better because they were more functional. They could play immediately after the rain event, whereas before it took hours, days sometimes for the courts to dry up. Plus they said that there was some noise abatement as well. It kind of helped keep it more quiet. It didn't like rebound off of the solid.
That's very interesting.
So yeah, it was really, really fascinating. Pretty interesting. As far as water resources is concerned, well, that was stormwater. We are around town. Our two employees are working diligently. We're cleaning, anytime there's a rain event, we've been cleaning the inlets. There's a few areas in town we've been focusing on as far as there's a storm pond in Westminster, also one off of Upshur. Also, we were out in the ditch on Flower Street today, It's a huge endeavor, so we're just working on it one bite at a time, and you know, hopefully people see us out there and know that we are progressing and that we are working towards a better stormwater system.
Well, again, you have to begin somewhere.
That's right.
And what is the status of the project out on West Street where we had to do the major reinforcing of the branch and all that?
It's the majority of it's done. We're still waiting for a few punch list items. Ada was supposed to come back last week, but because of the rain events, some of their other projects needed immediate attention. I was told today that they have every intention of being here this week.
Okay.
So they
and
will
you'll
be
take some final pictures when they
absolutely,
get there.
Yep. next council meeting we'll have some.
And to the best of your knowledge, Mr. Walter's house then will be on solid ground, so to speak.
The bank will be secure.
Okay, great, excellent, great. Thank you. That's great news. Next is Electric Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor. Mm-hmm. I have a few things to report on. On August 1st, AMS came in and finished the final testing for price regulation on the number one engine, which is the old Ascension of Fairbanks. And it passed the inspection. So we are totally in compliance now with the price regulation and the power plant. As far as the AMI metering project, all of the 94 electric meters that we installed are operating properly. We're able to read those remotely. And then 38 of the 40 water meters that were installed out of the 38, I'm sorry, out of the 40, two of them are not working. You know what the problem is with one of them? It's a configuration of the wiring. So we're working with the manufacturer of the meter on that one. And then the other one is over at the chambers, the Chamber of Commerce. And they're working on that problem also. I think that's pretty good. Out of all the meters that have been installed, we have two of them.
And it's not anything dramatic, it's just some...
Oh, no, it'll definitely be worked out. And then also, the project of painting the street lights in downtown, that should be completed by this Wednesday. As far as changing the globes out, we're kind of at the mercy of John Derrickson. We take out the ones that we can replace, and then they have to clean, and we put those back in.
What percentage were you to say roughly on?
On the globes? All the globes are completed up to Jefferson, up to this area, and then we've got to do the Jefferson the rest of the way, heading north.
Heading north, okay. And so the hope is that before it gets really cold...
Oh, they'll be finished.
Sometime in the fall.
Yes, sir.
It's good, because that way, you know, nobody's out. Mm-hmm.
Then we have two poles over on Tingle Road that we're replacing. We have a scheduled outage tomorrow to replace one of them, to transfer the transformer in the secondary. And then if the weather cooperates the rest of the week, we'll do the next pole Wednesday or Thursday.
And which week was that again?
Tingle Road. That should be completed by Thursday at the latest. But then after that, Verizon and Cable TV have to come in and transfer their lines. And then a big project is this coming Friday at the prep school. We have a scheduled outage to replace the transclosure. It's one of seven in the town that's slated to be replaced over the next 3 years. The transclosure is a real, I don't know if you've seen a picture of one, but they're really large. They have overhead transformers installed inside them. And that's part of the 10-year plan to get rid of all those who go to the pad on the train. We're scheduled to do that this Friday from 8 to 5.
Now, is this the first of these this replacement
yes,
plan?
Sir. Yes, the next one will be at the food line. Once we complete the school, we'll do the one at the food line.
And how many years did you think it would take, you know, assuming that thing goes?
I think about 3 years to get rid of all of
them. Okay. So a little better than two a year.
Yes, sir.
Great.
No loss in service.
What's that, sir?
No loss in service.
Oh, yes, definitely. They're going to lose service from 8 to 5. I've already talked to the headmaster, Barry, and then also Paula Lynch was involved in it, and Dale Pinnable, the electrician. We're actually changing the voltage, too. It's going to go from 12240 highway delta to what's called 12208 service. So the electrician has to be involved in that to make sure all the equipment is still working properly.
How would you do a food line?
Food line will actually bring in a backup generator while they're going to work to keep the refrigeration up.
Okay. So it sounds like everybody's working very well with your life.
Yes.
I see the long-term benefit.
Yes.
And am I correct? Is that what reliability and also, I think what I talked to you, being able to withstand some pretty good charges in the system, are those both benefits replacing these?
Yes, sir. The systems that they have set up now were systems that were done, I guess, back in the old ways. They took overhead transformers and put them inside transclosure. Mm-hmm. It was a cheaper way of doing something. But now with new technology and things, the new type transformers that replace them, they help benefit as far as outages and things like that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Next is Police Chief Arnold Downs.
Good evening, everyone. One of the first, thank everyone for the assistance. National Night Out was a great success. We've had several phone calls prior to and reference to the weather and that we had a rain date and all those sort of things. But we had great support from town staff. Murray was there with the park commissions. We had someone from every department be a part of the actual event itself. And we can't go on and praise and thank our community partners for their involvement, starting off with Worcester Youth, starting off also adding all the churches and faith-based, including St. Paul United Methodist Church, Sunrise, the Worship Center. All those groups came together to make it a very successful day. We had an outreach, really trying to bring in the elderly element. We actually went out and outreached at Gulf Creek and the cottages in Berlin, and actually had a nice discussion with the mayor the week before I went. So again, with the weather and next year, we're going to really have to put that as a focus to really go ahead and make sure we don't miss out anybody in the community. If they wish to be there, that is really, you know, open for
them. The arrangements, yeah.
That is correct. Yeah. Again, we have made statements like if they bring a bus and someone had to come back and had an issue, we make sure that individual person, you know, came back earlier if they had felt that they had a need. So we're really there looking at that segment of the community, the kids that they're loving, and it's definitely a draw for them. But it really there shows partnerships of the community from businesses to you know, faith-based and the nonprofits all coming together and making something work. Again, I did have an opportunity to have a community outreach with Gold Creek, and we had a little talk in reference to Berlin and different crime prevention techniques. And most of those still have individuals have telephones and those sort of things. So we went over different schemes and things that are going on in reference to identity theft, and it was well received. Tomorrow, I'm actually meeting with the Sheriff's Office and references schools and making sure we formalize the plan. School does start on the 26th, unbelievably. So we're preparing for that, and we're going to be preparing for Bike Week also.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to also compliment the entire force on basically keeping the community moving with all of its additional traffic. Pedestrian traffic as well as motor vehicle traffic.
We haven't had as many people in the summer inside of the family this year. I mean, the streets have been full every day of the week. It's not a Monday or a Wednesday thing. It's an everyday thing. We're actually having people in there. So.
Thank you. Just pass on our thanks for all we all play.
Thank you very much.
And next is Human Resources Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a few things. On the 4th and the 25th of September, 8 a.m. to full noon, and then 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. in this location right here, with the help of police chief. We're going to hold certifiable AED and CPR training. So if any of the council members would like to attend that, just shoot me an email. I'll shoot you guys an email tomorrow, let me know the dates and times. But the way the whole process started, put out a shop for a vendor. I guess it was a chance meeting with Arnold, and he shared with me that he had a police officer, Jesse Collins, who's certified to do the training. So it's free, so that helps out quite a bit, and we're getting a pretty good sign-up to include our new town administrator, who actually put her name in the pot today for one of the days of training. Our seasonal employees, the seasonal period is coming to an end. I know Tim is losing some, I believe, on the
26.
Around the 26th, all three are gone from his location. Mike Gibbons has lost one, and then still has a seasonal, and then Jane has her seasonal. So that's coming to the end of this place. And I do want to thank Mike Gibbons publicly, Tim Lawrence publicly. We did a re-roofing of a storage building, and I appreciate the help of those two guys and their folks gave. Next week I'm out of town, out of country, I'm on vacation. Day for me, I can't wait. maybe not, as I say.
President says no out of country travel.
But I'm going all next week, and I'll be back the following, I think, Saturday and Sunday.
Great. Hope you have a very enjoyable and safe trip.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And again, compliments again to everyone. Again, another example of the town staff working together to do something in-house that years ago we just don't actually had to contract out.
Well, I have to share, it's funny to me, I'm 56, 57 years old, and one of the seasonal folks that Tim afforded me the opportunity to use, he's 19 years old. And he tickled me, he said, I got a question. I said, what? He says, why are we doing this? I said, why not? He says,
They got people out here you can hire to do that.
That's great. That's why they're a future taxpayer.
Good, thank you.
That's a great story. Next is the Economic and Community Development Director, Michael Day.
Okay, August 3rd, we had the Beach Festival downtown. A few people showed up.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if we would have to close Berlin for that one. It was overwhelming. Great success. Tuesday, I gave a presentation out at Gold Creek. That was another great success. And then Friday, we had the Little Mr. and Miss Peach pageant downtown. Thank you, Councilwoman Lisa Hall. And the mayor for emceeing that, putting that together. It was one of the finest ones I think we've had. Had a great crowd and quite a few contestants. It was also Arts Night, and the Arts Night is really picking up steam with the Arts and Entertainment Committee working on that. There were a lot of artists on the street, a lot of activities. So I think that was a very good success.
Great.
Thank you.
What did you incorporate?
I gave a presentation on how great Berlin is.
That's my idea.
Well, they didn't remember you, me.
Mine was Friday. It was after yours.
Well, they didn't remember me being there.
When's the plein air event?
The plein air is during Fiddler's, the September 20th and 21st.
And then it begins one.
Burnell is checking his calendar.
Just the 20th,
anyway, 19th and 20th on your little
paper. 19th and 20th.
Mm-hmm. April.
That will be a double event weekend, plein air and Fiddler's.
That should be great.
Thank you.
Great good weather.
Again, it's good to look that we had the same success for the remaining events that we had for the one so far this year, despite some challenging close weather situations. And the Beach Festival, I agree, was by far the most successful we've ever had. And I think moving to Saturday makes a lot of sense and gives them a rain day. It's a lot easier to do.
And that was the same. There were other events going on in the county and still all people.
That was the blessing of the Commonwealth.
Some people mentioned that one of the things they like about our festivals is that they're not just for an hour or two, and if you miss it, you miss it. You can work it in while you go down the Snow Dories, slip over Ocean Pine, or slip into Ocean City.
Yeah.
So I think that's something I do anticipate. I think we get wonderful cooperation, I know already, from Ocean City Chamber and Ocean Pines Chamber. But I think that it's just going to happen naturally. And with the full support that all these different organizations will promote each other, because you know the more people we can bring to the area, everybody will get their fair share. And I thought that was a perfect example. And also, too, I'd like to add my compliments to Council Person Hall for all you did. A tremendous amount of work on that Little Miss Beach, and it was very, very tasteful, very, very uplifting, and a lot of fun. And next year, don't hesitate to ask for a little more town help.
Yeah, I'm going
to
get a little help.
Okay. It's much appreciated. We don't want you to get hurt with all that tying and everything. It was very lovely today. Next is our Deputy Town Administrator's report.
Thank you, Mayor. A total of 18 purchase orders this evening. The first two are actually 2013 expenses. Number 541, the amount of $6,721.67 to Hills Electric Motor Service for the emergency repair of an effluent motor. And number 535, the amount of $1,485 to EnviroCorp for monitoring of the well at the Liberty Town spray site for June 2015. Starting with the 2014 purchase orders, number 165, the amount of $11,200 to Intercoastal Trading for soda ash, 337, the amount of $7,815 to B&G Heating and Air for a new air conditioner unit for the mayor and finance offices. This was actually approved by poll vote on July 26th. Number 408 is a blanket purchase order in the amount of $3,108.96 to Rochester Midland Corporation for Mark V drip units and air fan units for bathrooms in all departments and public restrooms. Number 378, the amount of $23,400 to Pittsville Motors for an F-150 truck for the water department. Number 446, the amount of $7,293 to Beacon Electric for installation of electric in pole barn and heaters in building. Number 433, in the amount of $1,524.60 to Census for a system support program for the water department. Number 449, in the amount of $1,200 to Worth Construction for a driveway on Flower Street. Number 358, the amount of $2,684 to ABC Printers for brochures. And number 136, the amount of $3,590 to Goodino Groundwork for the repair of a 10-inch force main from the wastewater plant spray site. Number 447, the amount of $7,500.90 to LV Water Service for a Census Touch Read handheld meter reader. Number 157, the amount of $5,200.06 to Cody Computer Service for annual RMS support for the police department. Number 522, in the amount of $1,788.08 to Wesco Receivables for capacitor controller and current line sensor. This will be submitted under the bid bond proceeds. Number 527, in the amount of $5,400 to East Coast Surfacing for the repair of rubber surfacing at Stephen Decatur Park. Number 553, in the amount of $1,697.50 to feed water treatment system for coolant for the cooling towers. This is a 2013 purchase. There was no purchase order available to be assigned for it, and because it is after the beginning of the fiscal year, a purchase order could not be assigned. So it's a payment request in the amount of $2,828 to Chesapeake Paving and Sealing for paving at the Planning and Zoning Office related to the emergency bathroom repair. And the last is another 2014 expense, number 550, in the amount of $2,791.60 for Worth Construction for repair of sidewalks on Baker Street.
Does anyone have any questions for Mary regarding any of the proposed purchase orders for either FY 2013 or FY 2014? We have a motion to approve the purchase orders as requested.
I move.
Motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve all purchase orders as explained and presented by the Jefferson County Administrator. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Purchase orders are approved. 4-0.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else tonight? Thank you. I don't have any comments at this time. Anybody on the council?
I'd just like to ask, Mike, are you aware of at the end of Flower Street sidewalk, the new side, it seems like the foundation has been compromised, and if you look under it, it's really nothing supporting the sidewalk. It's a little pump there, and I think water has washed it away or something.
What's the location again?
It's right past Barry Jarman's house, near the end of the sidewalk.
You think it might be like stormwater or something wrecked in there?
Something has washed out the surface.
There's always a lot of water that runs down that side of the
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
And the sidewalk is not.
There was when we were putting in the curb, there was water that was coming out from underneath the roadway. Yeah. And when I talked to somebody that was there when they were doing the road work, there was an underground spring in that area.
Yeah.
I'll take a look at it.
Okay.
Yeah, and that might be something you put on your list for you and Jane to work on. As we're having to basically very selectively pick our maintenance, things that we can do
in-house as much as possible, or whatever cost. That might be another way to add to the list, since we just made that investment in the sidewalk. I do have protection. Best we can.
I'll take a look at it.
Great, that's very good on the side. Very good, last second.
Yes.
Thank you.
I just want to thank everybody. I mean, the town has never looked better my entire life. It's just fantastic.
That's a long time.
I mean, it was so nice at the Peach Festival, walking around just in the last week since then, just seeing how nice things look, and it's like being part of Berlin. It's all good.
Thank you. Do we have anyone in the audience here tonight that would like to address the mayor and council? Do we have any comments or questions from the press? Now I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
We stand adjourned, and we thank you very much for your
attendance. She wasn't here. We got 50 minutes.
I'd like to read the executive session.